complications in dermatitis herpetiformis are not usually associated with the skin because the lesions usually heals without any scarring, but there is an increased risk of small bowel lymphoma. Besides this, the gluten sensitive enteropathy itself result in malabsorption and loss of the nutrients, resulting in anemia, weight loss, osteoporosis, short stature. The prognosis is that usually it is a chronic disease, and especially if the patient is not taking any gluten-free diet, then the remission will not take place. However, the remission can spontaneously occur in the adult patients above 40 years of age. In the investigations, we are going to perform the histopathology, in which the very typical features of DH include subepidermal split along with the neutrophil abscess or the papillary tips. And in electron microscopy will show the clefting at the level of lamina lucida. Direct immunofluorescence will demonstrate the granular deposits of IgA and C3 at the dermal epidermal junction, and the serology will be negative, that is indirect immunofluorescence will be negative. The treatment, first line treatment for gluten sensitive enteropathy and TH include gluten free diet, in which we will ask the patient to avoid wheat, barley, and the patient can take oats, potato, rice. Specific treatment is Dapsone 25 to 150 mg per day along with topical potent steroids. Second line include the other sulfur drugs such as sulfur methoxazole, sulfur pyridine, sulfur salicine, and we will counsel the patient to adopt a gluten-free diet, which after which the prognosis is quite good and the patient may go into remission very quickly.